In a chapter, Buha, the enemy army was killing, slaughtering the Pandava soldiers. So you know how to stop them. So Pandavas actually made an arrangement that somehow or other they have to break open and enter into the Chakrabuha. So the only person who could actually enter into the Chakrabuha was Arjuna. But Arjuna was busy fighting in some other corner, other end of the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So at that time, when they were actually counseling among themselves, Abhimanyu said that he knew how to enter into Chakrabuha. But he didn't know how to come out of the group. So, actually, Abhimanyu learned how to enter into the Guha because one day, when Subhadra was listening to Arjuna. When Abhimanyu was in her womb, Arjuna was telling Subhadra how to enter into Chakrabuha and how to come out. After she was a Kshatriya lady, so she was also very excited to hear about different military activities. So, and sitting in her mother's womb, Abhimanyu listened how to enter into Chakrabuha. But then Subhadra fell asleep. So when Arjuna told her how to come out of the Chakrabuha, Subhadra did not register that. Therefore Abhimanyu, whose consciousness was tuned up to his mother's consciousness, when his mother became asleep, he could not register that. So Abhimanyu therefore knew how to enter but didn't know how to come out of Chakrabuha. But Yudhishthira and other Pandavas said, "Don't worry, you just show us, you just enter into the thing and then we'll follow you. And then we'll give you the protection. And then when you break open the phalanxes, then we can easily come out." But unfortunately, as soon as Abhimanyu entered Chakrabuha, they closed the Buha. The others could not enter. So Abhimanyu was alone in the middle of the enemy army. So, but still Abhimanyu was such a powerful fighter, such a powerful warrior, that he alone fought with the rest of the enemy army. They couldn't do anything to him. So, anyway, there must have been. Yeah, so then Abhimanyu was fighting so valiantly that they could not defeat him. So then the seven Maharathis, let me see, if I can remember, Karna, Drona, Kripa, Drishtadum, Durjadhan, Dushasan, Shakuni was not a Maharathi. Was he? He was, I think. Anyway, so seven Maharathis fought with Abhimanyu. And they couldn't really match him to this 14-year-old boy. So then they took unfair means. Like they cut his bow, then he was fighting with a sword. They cut his sword, then he didn't have anything. So he picked up a broken wheel of a chariot, and with that he started to fight. And they cut the wheels of the chariot. And then when Abhimanyu had nothing, and at that time Duryodhana's son came with a mace and just smashed his head with the mace. So this is how Abhimanyu was killed. So when the news reached, then I missed out one point. Why they could not enter into the Chakrabhuha, why the Pandavas could not enter, because that Chakrabhuha was being guarded by Jayadrath. And Jayadrath had the benediction by Lord Shiva that he will be able to defeat all the Pandavas excepting Arjuna. So it's because of Jayadrath that Abhimanyu was killed. So Arjuna took a vow that the next day, by the end of the day, he would kill Jayadrath, otherwise he would enter into fire and give up his life. So when the Kauravas heard that vow, they became very excited. They felt that this is the easiest way to get rid of Arjuna. And if they can get rid of Arjuna, then their victory is assured. So they decided that somehow or other they have to protect Jayadrath. Then if they can just protect Jayadrath and not let Arjuna kill him by the end of the day, then Arjuna will enter into the fire and give up his life. So that day, that morning, Dronacharya, in order to protect Jayadrath, made a Suchimukh, the needle phalanx, where the whole army, the entire strength was concentrated in such a way that it would ultimately protect the tip, like a tip of a needle. The whole strength was actually to protect Jayadrath. So they couldn't do anything. The Pandavas couldn't do anything. They couldn't even go anywhere near Jayadrath. And the day was almost coming to an end. So Krishna then sent his Sudarshan Chakra and covered up the sun. And everyone thought that the sun set and the day was over, the day ended. So they all started to celebrate. They became all very, very jubilant. Jai, now Arjuna is dead. We have saved Jayadrath. So in this way, when they became unaware, then Krishna removed the Sudarshan disc from the sun, and again the sun shone up. So Arjuna shoot his arrow and he beheaded and that took over. That just severed Jayadrath's head. Then Krishna immediately told him, Arjuna knew that Jayadrath, at the time of Jayadrath's birth, there was an announcement from the sky that he will die in the battlefield. And so his father actually made a curse that whoever will be the cause of the fall of his head would crack in 1,000 pieces. His head would split in 1,000 pieces. So Krishna immediately reminded Arjuna, don't let his head fall on the ground. So Arjuna shoot another arrow that before the head falling on the ground, that arrow picked up the head and carried the head all the way to Samanta Pancha, where Vridha Kshatra, Jayadrath's father, was meditating. So the head fell on his lap. And so seeing the head on his lap, he became very perturbed and he stood up. And as soon as he stood up, the head rolled out of his lap onto the ground and his head split into 1,000 pieces. So this is how Krishna always gave protection to his friend Arjuna and the Pandavas. So, I'll stop now. Thank you very much. Tomorrow I'll see if it is possible, I'll try to give a class. Tomorrow is a very heavy day, huh? 5 o'clock is Abhishek, or then
earlier.
Huh?
Earlier.
I have some. Okay, I can give a class then from 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, I can. Yeah, tomorrow is the last day. How many of you are leaving tomorrow? The day after tomorrow? Many. Okay. So, any questions? Prema? Subhadra? Subhadra is not the daughter of Devaki. Subhadra is actually the daughter of Rohini. She was born in... She is not the Yogamaya. That Yogamaya became manifest in different deities. Like Bhadra. Different forms of Durga. Yeah. That's Mahamaya. That's Yogamaya's expansion is Mahamaya. Subhadra is Yogamaya. And she's the daughter of Vasudev and Rohini. Therefore Subhadra is actually the sister of Balaram. Yeah, John. He was fighting with some other enemy. Like, in the same, you see, like, it was a huge field and two sides were fighting. Right? So Arjun was in somewhere else. Whereas this arrangement was slaughtering, wiping out the Pandava army. So there was an immediate need, somehow we had to stop. And the only way they could stop is by, you know, breaking that arrangement. And the only way they could break the arrangement is by entering into that. So, but when, you know, Abhimanyu wanted to Abhimanyu entered and they were about to enter, but they actually were stopped by Jayadrath. And Jayadrath had the boon from Lord Shiva that one day he'll be able to defeat the Pandavas, except in one thing. Yes. She was sitting? I don't know. Is it true? Generally, you see, when one is asleep, one is unconscious. And the baby in the womb, because it is consciousness, is tuned up to the mother's consciousness. So when the mother becomes unconscious, the child also becomes unconscious. I don't know. It depends which age you are talking about. Yes, in other ages they are very tall. There was the story of Revati. Revati's father, Raivatak, wanted to have an appropriate husband for her, for his daughter, Revati. So he went to Lord Brahma to consult. And in Brahma Loka, at that time Brahma was listening to some music. So he also, he had to wait for some time. And he also was listening to the music. So when Brahma asked him, so why did you come here? So he said, actually I want to consult with you. Who should I get my daughter married to? Then Brahma said, tell me who are the candidates that you are considering. So he named different candidates, different sons of Kshatriya kings. Then Brahma said, they all are dead and gone. Because when you are listening to the music here, many, many kalpas went by. So he said, now it is Dwapar Yuga. So anyway, Balaram is appearing. Balaram will appear in Vrindavan as the son of Vasudev. So you get Balaram married to your daughter because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he went and he approached Balaram and proposed to Balaram. Balaram agreed to marry his daughter. But when Balaram came, he found that the girl was very tall because she was from some other age. So Balaram with his plow, he put the plow on her shoulder and dragged the plow and pulled it so and made her short of his size. So yes, in different ages people had different heights. In Kali Yuga they all become very short. Let me take it, you, Punata sir, Mataji, okay. No, because you know when one kshatriya, if one kshatriya is 30 feet tall, then the other kshatriyas are also like 39 feet, 28 feet tall, right? But it's not their physical strength like that. They used to have their superior strength in the psychic strength or piety, and so they had this strength that the bows won't be able to come near them, or they would, their perception was so acute that they would shoot arrows and cut the other arrows. Like they had some wonderful power. Like Abhimanyu, he fought against so many. They were hurling the weapons upon him, right, at a tremendous speed. But he was able to defend himself from that. Yeah, that's another story. You see, one day Kamsa felt that all my friends are being killed by this Krishna and Balaram, mainly Krishna. So now I will go and I'll finish him. I'll go myself and I'll kill him. Thinking that Krishna came to Vrindavan. And as Kamsa entered into Vrindavan from Mathura, there is a region, you know, the area of Vrindavan, just after Mathura, the road leads to Vrindavan. So as Kamsa came to Vrindavan, entered into Vrindavan, he saw one old lady. So he asked that lady, can you please tell me where is the house of Nanda Maharaj? So that lady was Yogamaya, Purnamashi. So Purnamashi asked, Purnamashi is a very old lady. So she asked, why do you want to go to Nanda Maharaj's house? He said, well, I want to meet Krishna. So Purnamashi knew, so I see, you want to meet Krishna. She knew why he wanted to meet Krishna. He said, okay, so I'll show you. So by saying that, she grabbed Kamsa's hair and picked him up and dunked him in a well. So, and then she pulled Kamsa out. But when she pulled him out, he was transformed into old lady. Kamsa was transformed into old lady. All his teeth fell off, his skin was wrinkled, his hair was all white and dry, no luster. And he couldn't stand straight, you know, his body bent down with old age. So, all the gopis also knew that this was Kamsa and this is the rascal. So Purnamashi then, and they asked Purnamashi, who is this new arrival? A new entry to Vrindavan. So he said, well, this is another one of Krishna's servants. So engage her in some sort of service. So the gopi said, okay, what do you, so old lady, what can you do? So this lady said, I don't know, I can't do anything. So he said, at least you must know how to make cow dung cakes. Because in Vrindavan, there's so many cows, from the cow's dung, they make cakes. They actually splash it on the wall, and it sticks on the wall, and gets baked by sun. It becomes hard, and they use that as fuel. So that is the kind of a thing that anybody and everybody can do. So he said, okay, if you can't do anything, at least you can make cow dung cake. So make some cow dung cake. So, and she tried, but she couldn't even make it. She tried to splash it on the wall. You see, like, there's an art of doing it. You pick it up in your arm, you make it bounce for a while, so it becomes kind of a half round, it becomes a rounded ball of cow dung. And then you just slap it on the wall. So it sticks like a big plate on the wall. So, but she couldn't do that. Sometimes the cow dung fell out of her hand and she couldn't. So all the gopis started laughing. He said, this girl, this woman is good for nothing. So then they started splashing some cow dung on her face. So like this. So Kamsa was completely embarrassed, and so Kamsa started begging, please, please let me go. So Purnamashi asked, and the gopis asked, why did you come to Vrindavan? So he said, I promise I'll never come back. So when he pleaded like that, repeatedly, then Purnamashi said, okay, so it's a promise, he'll never come back to Vrindavan. So saying that, she grabbed Kamsa again by his hair and dunked him in the well. Then Kamsa became Kamsa again when she pulled him out. And he ran for his life, and he took a vow that he'd never come back to Vrindavan. So, yeah, next was Purnakatha.
So, how do you think that the people about the Purnakatha is to connect up now? Is it going to be more or less,
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing, you know, the Battle of Kurukshetra. Like, first of all, when the Kshatriyas are fighting, they became, you know, it's so terrible fight that it was a question of life and death, you know, how we are going to win. And they saw that if they did not do that to Abhimanyu, Abhimanyu would have finished everybody off. Another consideration is that in the Battle of Kurukshetra, all the laws were broken. All the laws of warfare were broken. It was a dharma yuddha. But who was next? Oh, Yamataji.
So,
the dharma yudha. But who was next? Oh, your mother. Yes. Right. You see, first of all, we have to understand what is the meaning of protection. Is Krishna talking about the protection of body or the protection of the soul? So Krishna, those who are Krishna's devotees, Krishna protected their spirit soul and took them back to Godhead. But those who are his enemies, either they were elevated to heavenly planet, or they attained sajidya mukti, impersonal liberation. Right? Excepting a few like Bhishma. Bhishma was a devotee. Therefore Bhishma attained a positive liberation, not a negative liberation like Sajidya Mukti. Okay, so, do you have any questions? What? Hare Krishna, no. Generally by Hare Krishna we are addressing Radharani, the internal force, the Ladini Shakti of Krishna, Radharani. Hare is addressing Radharani. She is not Yogamaya, she is Ladini Shakti. Yeah, Yogamaya also is ultimately Radharani's expansion. No, Yogamaya is not actually Radharani's expansion. Yogamaya is Balaram's expansion. Yogamaya is Balaram's expansion. Bhaktivedanta is Radharani's expansion.